The Traveler's Journal, April 30th. Correcting first-class misconceptions. When you're seated in first class on an airplane, you expect the very best service on that flight. Travelers checking into a similarly rated hotel, however, are often underwhelmed by what they find. Truth is, with hotels, first class isn't the best. In fact, it's decidedly mid-range. The official hotel guide is both the most commonly used standard for accommodations and the only rating system consistent around the world. The OHG uses three major categories to rate hotels: deluxe, first class, and tourist. Each category has also a superior and a moderate level, sort of a plus and minus gradient. A tenth category, limited service first class, is given to hotels with good guest rooms, but little in the way of meeting space or ballrooms. The OHG and various other hotel rating systems can be good yardsticks by which to adjust your expectations, but none should be taken as an absolute measure. Standardized systems work strictly by the numbers, measuring tangibles, such as the size and number of guest rooms and public spaces. They have a harder time calculating more subtle factors, such as ambiance and personal service, which can make a big difference in a stay. When evaluating accommodations in an unfamiliar city, the best option is a personal recommendation from a knowledgeable source. That failing, try a good guidebook, whether in print or online, one with evaluations based on recent on-site inspections. And don't arrive expecting superior deluxe if you're only paying for first class. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.